Blog Talk Radio.
On the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and today we're talking about being sure that no means no. We're talking about being sure that no means no. It's amazing to me that adults would even have to address this question, but it is necessary. You know, when we talk about no meaning no, a lot of times the only time no meaning no comes out of fire, under fire, is when we're talking about sexual advances, when we're talking about sexual assault and things like that. If we are talking about no in its purity, you know, in its entirety, at the grassroots level, each and every one of us has told somebody no, and each and every one of us has been told no by somebody. So what's the big deal? When we start talking about crime and punishment, when we start talking about sexual advances, especially, that's when the whole question about no meaning no comes into question and when it comes under fire. So we're going to take a look at that today, but then we're not just going to talk about no meaning no as far as sexual assault is concerned. We want to talk about no meaning no in a whole lot of areas in our lives where we might excuse the word or use the word or promote the feeling. No means no. No means no. What do y'all know? Urban Therapy with Sun Show. No, it's coming on today. I said yes, it's going on right now. I said yes. This is what I need y'all to do as we wait for more people to start moseying their way on up in here. I need y'all to share the show. I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. I need y'all to hit that like button and push that notification bell, so you know every day when we're coming on exactly what time. It should be pretty easy memorize. 7 o'clock every weekday, 1 o'clock on the weekends. But nonetheless, oh, this is good today. The tea is good today. Speaking of the tea being good today, last night, I did the most boneheaded thing. First of all, I spilled my whole cup of tea, just like this. And I was, you know how you're licking your chops, ready to eat something, ready to drink something, ready to taste something, and you do something stupid, you know, drop it on the ground into a pile of... Anyway, last night, I get out of my car. I'm on my way into the job at work. I put this cup on top of my car. Now, my car has a hatchback. I had to get something out of the back. I pressed the button to lift up the hatchback while this thing is on it. And I swear I must have did it within 15 seconds of putting it up there. Boneheaded, stupid. The thing fell. The top came off and all of the content spilled out. I was like, I was going to drink that. This is what happens when you're not paying attention. This is what happens when you are stressed out with a bunch of other stuff that's on your mind and whatever. I'm not stressed out, but you understand what I mean. You know, I was preoccupied with other thoughts and other feelings and other things. So I was messing things up for myself while trying to improve things for myself. But we're talking about being sure that no means no. You know, I often ask myself, why is the word no so hard to accept by so many people? What's so hard about being told no? And let me ask a better question for my people who are like super soft, as they say, pushovers, as they describe them. Why is it so hard for some people to tell people no? Why is it so hard for certain people to say no to other people? Why? Now, I understand the fear of rejection. That's why people don't want to be told no. Fear of rejection. What is fear of rejection? I'm scared they're going to say no. What are we really scared of? What are we saying? What are we really saying when we say that we're afraid or scared of rejection? For years, I've been telling people that the real work starts when the answer is yes. Think about it. When you go in to get a loan at a bank, I'm going to say at a bank because no matter where you get a loan from, you're really getting it from a bank. You go get a car loan, the bank is what approves the car loan. You go get a mortgage, the bank is the mortgage. Okay. Anyway, when you go apply for a loan, you're worried about your credit, payments that you have made, whether you have enough money to be able to afford to pay back the loan, whether things are going to work out with the money that you're borrowing, like in the case of a business loan. So you're borrowing money to be able to either improve a business that you've already started, so you're hoping to increase profit, or you're hoping to start a business that will eventually bring profits, right? So you're hoping and praying and trying to manipulate a way not to be told no. Because you want to get this money. But you know what happens when you're not approved for a loan, a bank loan? Nothing. Nothing happens when you are told no. All that happens is that you don't get the money. It doesn't mean that you didn't have any money. Just to apply for a bank loan means that you already had some money. When you apply, think about it. Banks do not approve loans from people who don't have any money. You have to have collateral. You have to have means of being able to pay this loan back, which means that you have to have an income source. You have to have a job, something like that. You have to show proof, not just say, but you have to show proof as a form of faith that you will pay back the money. Think about it. If you are broke, stinking, starving, you can't even get in a bank. The managers aren't going to sit down with you. The loan officers aren't going to sit down with you. You go into a bank and tell them that you want to apply for a loan and tell them that you don't have any money, no source of income, no verifiable address, none of that. If you wasn't prepared for no, you're going to get used to it. So I'm saying all that to say that when we go apply for a loan, our fear of rejection, our fear of being turned down is on blast. But when the bank says no, nothing happens. We don't do like the cartoons and tighten up our belt from full to empty immediately. We're not starving out there on the street. You wanted the loan to improve your situation, not to build your situation. Think about it. So when one bank says no, more than likely, we go to another bank. We go to another source. We used to have savings and loan offices. We have other ways of securing a loan. Even if you have to accept a really high APR. But nothing happens to us when we're told no for a loan. We've already mentally prepared ourselves because we are fully aware of our financial situation, right? Right. All right. So what are we talking about? You know, being sure that no means no. What are we talking about with this whole fear of rejection thing? What are we talking about? Let's get into it. T. Carrie Wright and Stacey White, thanks for coming through daytime. We don't have to wait till the night. Good to see me some of y'all. That's for sure. Being sure that no means no. So what I'm trying to talk talk about right now, what I'm trying to outline, is that the whole fear of rejection thing and the whole being afraid that somebody is going to say no thing seems to pick its battles. On one side, it's so serious. Like, oh, my God, if I ask her out for a date tonight and she says no, my whole world is going to be crushed. No, it ain't. You dated other women before. And if this one doesn't give you any play, you'll find another woman. Yeah, oh, but I want that one. That's the one I wanted. So I'm trying to do everything in my power to make sure that I get that one. I understand that. I get it. But it's never the end of your world or the end of the world when somebody else tells you no. But it seems like when we're talking about sexual advances, that's when things start to really go off the rails. That's when the cuckoo clock seems to fall off the wall. Cuckoo ding, cuckoo ding, cuckoo ding, cuckoo ding. So why is that? Why is that? Being sure that no means no. Well, as we explore this topic more, you know it's got it. We're going to have to address that on a deeper level. And because we're really talking about our safety when we're talking about sexual assault. We're talking about the safety of the parties that are involved, especially the victims. No means no. Shouldn't be hard to understand. You're a grown man. You're a grown woman. What do you mean you didn't understand that no meant no? Yeah, because it meant yes all those other times before. Okay, so does that mean that if it's sunny 60 days in a row, do you not respect the rain? If it's sunny 60 days in a row, and on that 61st day it rains, do you not respect the rain? Do you still conduct business as if it's still sunny? Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Storms may come, this we know for sure. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? I'm going to have to watch myself on this show to make sure that I don't oversimplify things. But even more than running the risk of oversimplifying things, I want to make sure that I don't overcomplicate things. And I think that when we start talking about being sure that no means no, I think sometimes we overcomplicate things. How is it that when it comes to, well, I thought that she really meant yes, so I kept kissing her. I kept touching her. I kept blah, blah, blah. How is it that you didn't understand no then? But you understood when you was trying to get in the club and they said the club was full to capacity. You understood that no. Or when you asked for a discount on this item or that item or to get in the club and they said no, you understood that no. What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? I think one of the problems may be that we can accept no from other areas without, well, okay, we can accept no from some areas and not other areas, so we want to pick and choose. Well, we all pick and choose in our lives, so I'm not mad at that. If we're talking about a safety issue, first of all, the same way that the predator doesn't want to be sitting up in court and doesn't want to have to have to go to jail and doesn't want to have to report to a PO and register themselves as a sex offender for the rest of their lives, is the same way that the victim does not want to be put in a situation where they are under serious duress, fear, maybe even fear for their lives and their safety and their health. What's the problem? Why are we able to accept no in some areas, but when it comes to sexual advances, all of a sudden we get dumb. All of a sudden we get amnesia. All of a sudden we get all of this confusion. Sometimes there are drugs and alcohol involved. I get that. I do. Many times. We're talking about a situation. All right, man. I mean, you know, for all of the women that may listen to this show, you might be the type of woman that when you are involved with a man, you never turn down his sexual advances. Like, even if you're mad at him. I mean, some women are like this. Like, even if I'm mad at my man, you know what I mean? Like, we could have just been in a knockdown, drag-out argument. But if he catch me in the kitchen, you know, the kids ain't around, and he bend me over, well, you know, we're going to get back to that argument. But for right now, I'm still mad at you. I'm still mad at you. Some women are like that. They figure, why should I suffer? Why should I mean, you know, women like sex as much as men do. Many women love sex even more than men do. So they, you know, they figure like, yeah, I'm mad at you, but that's besides the point. Even those women can get fed up to the point where maybe they are turned off by somebody now. So just because she said no 500 times in a row, just because you've been undefeated 500 times in a row, does that mean that you don't respect the one time when she says no? Because that one time when she says no or said no might have been the time when y'all were all the way over. You ain't bent me over a kitchen sink over the Dawn Joy and Game and I don't know, 9 months, a year, whatever. Like, somebody else is bending me over here. Respect him. Anyway, so let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 5-2, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Today on the Urban Therapy with Sun show, we are talking about being sure that no means no. Being sure that no means no. T. Carrie Wright says, we shouldn't poo-poo the fear of rejection. Yeah, we shouldn't poo-poo it. We also shouldn't feed it. Far too often, we feed fear of rejection. We tell each other, it's all right. Fear of rejection is all right. No, it ain't all right. Fear of anything is not all right. But that's from my point of view. Facing your fears is what's all right in a healthy way, in a healthy way. T.K. Wright says, everybody doesn't bounce back from a no as easily as others. Yep, just like some people don't learn how to swim as fast as others do or as well as others do. Some people don't mature as well as others do. You still have to do it. You do it on your own timeline. But you can't expect to go through your life being undefeated. You can't go through life thinking that nobody is ever going to reject you or tell you no or turn you down. The real work starts after the answer is yes. I'm glad we're talking about that, because I almost forgot about that. That's where I was going when I was talking about the loan part. When you go get a loan and the answer is no, your situation just continues the way that it was. You'll go get a loan from in another area or get your collateral up, your credit game and your collateral up to the point where you can finally get a loan, secure a loan. But when the answer is yes, that's when the real work starts, because that's when you're going to have to find a way to make sure that you pay that money back. Or all of those assets that you put up, that collateral that you put up, is going to be compromised. They get to come in and take whatever you put up as collateral. It might be your house. It might be some other property. Normally it's the house. They like house. But that's when the real work starts, because now you got, you on let's say a mortgage. On a mortgage, you got 30 years of payments. That sounds like a long time to be obligated to pay back something. A long time, 30 years. That's grown man years. When the answer was no, you ain't got to pay nobody. You got to dust yourself off. Bet yourself back up. But you ain't, it don't cost you a thing. When the answer is yes, if you ask a girl out, and she says no, it's like, dang, you know what I mean? She dissed me. She turned me down. All right, well, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to holler at this one. It ain't the end of your world. You can't miss what you never had in that regard. But if she says yes, like, oh. Yeah? Now you got to decide where you're going to go with her on that date. How much money you going to spend on that date? How you going to conduct yourself on that date? What you want to come out of this situation after that date? You got work to do, homie. You got a lot of work to do when the answer is yes. When the answer was no, you got to deal with, well, I knew I should have wore the damn Obsession cologne today instead of the Brute. Tomorrow, I'm going to wear the gray flannel. I know she can't resist those pheromones, those 80s pheromones. But shoot, if she says yes, now you got to work to try to make her your girl. Then you got to work to keep her your girl. Then you got to work in order to keep yourself happy and her happy in the relationship that y'all have. The work comes after the word yes. The work comes when the answer is yes. With no, you're going to be able to get over that no way faster than the work that it takes in order to be in that yes category. Okay, T. Carey Wright says, okay, humanity has learned to be social salesmen. And women telling themselves that no doesn't always mean no, but not realizing that there are situations when no absolutely means no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I'm thinking about that, T. Carey, right? The problem really comes with no mean with the confusion about whether no means no is when the answer has been yes so many times. That the no almost seems like you're playing around, like you're joking, like it's not real, like it's super negotiable. It's not even valid. You're talking about some no. For example, you've been getting high with somebody. You've been getting high with somebody for months, for years. This is your get high buddy. Now they're trying to get themselves clean, and you coming through with the drugs. Does no mean no? Like, yo, I got the shit. I mean, you ready to light up? You got your straws, you got your needles, you ready? And they talking about no. You like, shit. Nigga, you strung. There's no way I can accept this no from you. You ain't strong enough to say no. And you're not. It's the same way as somebody who's been binging off of pizza and cakes and cookies. All kinds of, you know, they got a food fetish. They got an eating disorder. All right, well, I understand you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to get yourself together or whatever, but I got this pack of ho-hos. You want it? No. Like, all right, well, tell you what, I'm just going to put the pack here. And I got something I got to do. When you come back, that pack of ho-hos is gone. You look in the trash can, you see somebody that opened up that pack and ate them ho-hos. Now, I ain't saying that the person you left it there for ate it. Because you have no proof of that. But that pack of ho-hos is gone. So, yeah. A no is harder to accept when the answer has been consistently yes, 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 yes. And that can be the same thing with sex. That's why in court, allegations of rape with a married couple or a cohabitating couple is so hard to prove. To the point where most people don't even want to take that case to court. It's hard enough for the victim of a sexual assault to have to confront or relive the whole ordeal because it's a harrowing experience. But then to have to answer questions about what their involvement and what their may possibly even what their role may have been in their own victimization. It's not easy, especially if you harbor some guilt about exactly what happened. Like, I did tease them a little bit. I did lead him on a little bit because I was mad at him. But I knew I wasn't going to give him none tonight because I wasn't trying to hear that shit. And he cheated on me. So those things in the back of your mind can influence how you fight that case or how you present yourself. So it can be harder to accept the no when the answer has been yes consistently. Especially when the answer has been yes in unorthodox situations. And by unorthodox situations, I mean like, if any of you have ever been in a toxic relationship and you were the one that was the toxic one, if any of you have ever been in a relationship, a toxic relationship, where you were the one adding to the toxicity, if you have ever been the type of person that was turned on by negativity, turned on by the fighting, turned on by the energy of the arguing, turned on by the aggressiveness, it can complicate things. It can really, really complicate things. So just like I was talking about with the woman who tells her man yes every time he wants to have sex, even when they are not on good terms with each other. So even when she was mad, she still agreed to have sex with him. It's going to be hard to prove that she was only allowing him to have sex with her. It's going to be hard to prove that she wasn't getting anything out of those situations. So how would he be sure that no really meant no? And I'm not trying to defend sex offenders. Please don't get me wrong. Hold on. I have absolutely zero interest in defending sex offenders in any way. In any way. But I understand human behavior. I understand human behavior, and human behavior is a bitch. So, you know, when you are sexually aroused by fighting and fussing and arguing and negativity, you know, when that whole, when makeup sex is the best sex for you, oh, Lord. I know women who have admitted to me that they have started arguments with their men because he fucked them better when he was mad at them. So that makeup sex was always the best sex. You know, on some baby boy shit. And you got to do the beat 'em up dance. Beat it up, beat it up. Yeah, it's not a foreign entity. It's toxic, unhealthy, but a lot of times toxicity and unhealthiness feels good, like drugs, you know, like a whole lot of other things. So when we start talking about how no means no, yeah. Too many times we've had to check ourselves, and we're not checking ourselves nearly enough. We're not checking ourselves nearly enough in these situations. So trying to be sure that no means no, yeah, there's a lane for that. As ridiculous as it may sound, there's a lane for that. TK Wright says, no thanks. Yeah, but I'll bet any amount of money, TK Wright, that you know people who fit that exact same description of toxicity that I just described. I'll bet you any amount. We all know people who are like that. And we might look at them sideways or whatever. You know, we hope for the best for them. But what we don't always take into consideration is how tough it's going to be for us to defend them in situations if these allegations of sexual assault come up. How are you going to mentally defend somebody when you know that that's their thing? It's like when you know somebody only dates, if you know somebody that only dates for money, like and that's male or female. Like, listen, I'm gonna get the money up out of this joint or these chicks or whatever. If you ain't got no money, don't even talk to me. But that's the only way you get in this ass. That's the only way you get in this dick. That's the only way you get only. When you know somebody that plays that way, then it's like, how are you ever going to take the stand and be like, nah, they not into that. You know damn well that's all they into. And that testimony of defense of yours is going to sound a lot weaker when you say, well, yeah, she dates for money, but you know, she's not always interested in having sex. Well, you know damn well that she set the price for sex and anybody who pays that price can get it. But now we're talking about a situation where somebody may not have either gotten the bang for their buck, pun intended, or something somehow went left. How are you going to defend it? If you know somebody is a liar, how are you going to say that they tell the truth? You can't with a good mind say that. You'll have to lie yourself. GK Wright says, she does know somebody like that, and how can we make sure that no means no? On a personal note, you have to just make the mental acceptance up front. As a man, I have to accept that I don't care if the answer was yes 50 times in a row. I have to understand that I might have done something on that 51st time that turned that yes into a no. So I'm going to have to fall back. Maybe on the 52nd time, things might be different. But on this 51st time, get on up out of there. TK, right? I'm sure you have a breaking point. I'm sure that you have a threshold. I'm sure that you have a limit to the things that you'll accept, the things that you'll reject, to your behavioral activity and choices and all of that. So why would it be hard to take into consideration that you may have affected somebody in a way where it makes them stop doing something for you that they used to do? Here's an example. Let's say you go to your favorite coffee shop every morning, and every morning, the person who works there, you know, they kind of sweet on you. You know, they kind of sweet on you. You know what I mean? They may not have asked you out or tried to get your number or anything like that, but you could tell, you know, you saw the little twinkle in their eye when you come on through. You know what I mean? They smiling, but they always give you something free every time you come in that coffee shop. You know, so instead of just having the medium coffee, cream and sugar, and the, I don't know, maybe you get a pastry every morning. So you get a pastry, you get your medium coffee, cream and sugar. Maybe that person only charges you for the pastry, never the coffee. You get it. The first time, it might have surprised you because, you know, you had your money out and they was like, no, here, take this back. You know, pastry on me. Next day, same thing. 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 Next week, same thing. Next month, same thing. Next day. And one day, you come in that coffee shop with your little boyfriend. Maybe it's not your boyfriend, you know, or girlfriend, whatever. Anyway, you came in there with somebody, and that person that normally only makes you pay for the pastry, the next day, when you come into that coffee shop, they like, you know, you put your money out to pay for the pastry, and they like, oh, no, you didn't pay for the coffee. That's not enough money. And you like, you know what it is. You know what it is. You shouldn't have brought your man or you shouldn't have brought your girl in there. You done fucked up the game. This happens in the Jamaican spots a lot. Whereas before, you was getting mad oxtails. You know what I mean? You opened up that tray. It was like, yo, you know how expensive oxtails are? Like, yo, I done came up. Look at these oxtails. You came in there with your girl, or you came in there with your man. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, you ready to ask them? Where the oxtails? Like, no. What you talking about? You either going to have to snitch on them and be like, they normally give me all this extra blah, 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 which is not going to make you get any more that day. You ain't doing nothing but really burning your bridge for the next times that you come in going forward. or you're just going to have to pay for whatever you're buying. But you know what happened to turn that yes, that consistent yes, 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 yes. Now you know exactly what your role was to turn it into a no, or to change the tide of that situation. Was that an easy enough example? Because I know sometimes, you know, people be like, I don't know, I can't connect the dots. Well, I tried to make that one as easy as possible. You was getting free shit until, because somebody was liking you. And then they saw that you was with somebody else, so they decided you didn't deserve no free shit no more. Let them buy it for you. You can afford it. You coming all up in here with your little girlfriend, coming up here with your little boyfriend, all hugged up. What you think this is? I wasn't stealing from my company, only having you pay for this, that damn pastry for damn near a year, so you could rub it in my face. What you want to do? Show your man that you got me like that? You ain't got it like that no more, shorty. Full price. TK Ray says, truth be told, I do. And I have done something that has made someone respond to me differently than normal. We all have. We all have. But I'm just saying all of these things to say that this is how the word no can have some confusion surrounding it. This is how the word no gets misconstrued. This is how the word no can get disputed, scrutinized, and damn near rejected sometimes. And once again, let me make it absolutely 100% clear. I am not defending any sexual assailants. I'm not here to do that. But I just think it's interesting that no meaning no doesn't seem to have the same problems in other areas of life other than sexual assault. When it comes to our sexuality, our physicality, our intimacy, that's when the no meaning no seems to come under all of this fire. You ask your mom, could you go to the movies in the arcade? She said no. Guess what? You couldn't go. But if your mom said yes, you can go to the movies every weekend, school semester, and all of a sudden she said no, you're going to ask why, mom? You know, every weekend I go to the movies in the arcade. Why can't I go today? Because we got something else to do today, and I told you about that. But I want to go to the movies in the arcade. Well, you're not going today. You're not going. No. Well, she providing the money for the movies in the arcade anyway, so of course you're going to comply. You know, submission. When somebody has submitted to you time and time again, and then they no longer submit to you, you're going to have to grow up, because they may have grown up or grown away or are growing into something different than what your situation with them was previously. Anybody in here do any gardening? You ever do any gardening? You know how hard it is to keep weeds out of your garden. You know, you're trying to keep the weeds from sucking up all of the oxygen in the soil that's preventing your crops from growing, your flowers from growing, your plants from growing. So you spray the weed be gone, or you know, whatever pesticide that you use to try to preserve your plant life, you're using that to keep the weeds away. And maybe for a while it works. The weeds are gone. The weeds are out of the way. The weeds are a non-factor. You know you have to do routine maintenance. Them weeds coming back. They have every right, every nature right to be in that soil as your plants, your priority plants and crops do. And they understand it. You're the one who has to learn to submit to them because they're not submitting to you. You got to kill them off. They won't submit to you otherwise. You ain't going to be able to say, plant, let me reason with you. Let me talk to you for a minute. Can we talk for a minute? Plant, I want to know your name. Well, you talk to the weed. Submission. When you have grown accustomed to somebody submitting to your will, time after time, day after day, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to accept that they're not on that tight time anymore. But guess what? You're going to have to accept that they're not on that tight time anymore. You got to grow. You have to learn to accept. You have to mature. You have to adjust. So when you went to your boss and you asked to move to another shift, and they said no. So you went to HR and you tried to get yourself moved to another shift, and they said no, you was hired for this shift, and if your manager says that you can, that's the only way you can. No, my man. Being sure that no means no. Being sure that no means no. The real work starts when the answer is yes, but no is something that you want to hear, I guess. You're going to have to test your resolve. This is a puzzle piece. The mystery needs to be solved. But it's going to be okay soon, but you're going to have to grow up. Tall as the moon, and even if you never reach the stars, it doesn't mean that you can't be one, yo, like the sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N, yo, let me rewind, start all over again. You gotta grow up, you gotta know more, you gotta do more, you gotta understand that everything ain't for the humor, that's humor, you know, I know I had a little reach, but I'm trying to take this moment out here to just teach. Please excuse me if I sound like I'm preaching, but I'm really trying to be out here trying to reach into your frame of thought and out there. I'm trying to keep you from getting caught. I want people to be healthy. I don't like to see people getting cased up. I don't like to see people being hurt. I don't like to see people having to explain themselves in areas where they are right. I don't like to see people being victimized. I don't like that. No likey. No me gusta. But there's so many things that we can do in order to remedy that situation. It ain't gotta be, it don't have to be the way that we make it. Think about it. It really doesn't have to be the way that we make it. Life doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. But I think that we make it extremely harder than it needs to be. But we got to find a way to work it out. And I think that we can. But understanding and being sure that no means no. Don't make it hard on yourself. Listen, man, you know, it's a tough situation when you're on a one-on-one situation. Let's say, I know what it's like, man. I know what it's like to meet a girl, go out with her, you know, y'all making out. Everything is going good. She's letting you, you know, kiss on her, feel on her, you know what I mean? Touch a little something, you know, under the shirt, behind the bra, all of that old kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You know, you touching below the zipper and all of that kind of stuff. And I know what it's like to have the brakes put on. Not ready. Not ready. And you like you know she liking it. She was expressing that she liking it. You know, this is almost like a movie. She moaning already. We ain't even do nothing. For real. But she said no. She may have said no for a variety of reasons. None of which a man wants to hear at the time. But she might be saying no because the period is on. It might be yes the next time. She might be saying no because it's the first time. And she's a virtuous woman. She just doesn't feel comfortable giving herself to a man the first time. Maybe she's the type that really gives herself when she gives. So she got to, you know what I mean? She got to pace herself a little bit. Because once you get it, you got it. Because she's going to throw, you know, she's going to put all the seasonings in that motherfucker. You're going to have a good gumbo. But not tonight. Not tonight. Take out tomorrow night, the whole situation is different. But not on this first night. She may have triggers. Something may have happened to her that reminds her in this situation of how things went so left. You don't know. It shouldn't really matter. Just know that if you got that far that time, all you have to do is be patient. Your dick ain't going to fall off that night. You know how niggas be talking about, you know, I went home with blue balls. I don't even know what they talking about. Really, I really don't. I know what it's like to want to bust a nut and not be able to do it, but I don't know about the pain associated with it. It's more emotional pain than anything. Like, I wanted it so bad. I wanna shout out to niggas that bust in their pants, you know, even before they even penetrate. Shout out to them. You kissing them. They kissing and grinding. They kissing and grinding, passion marking, and all of that old shit. She said no. It was like, okay. He already got his anyway. Yo, premature ass nigga, son. In that case, she should have said no. She should have said no. Like, nigga, no disrespect, but you pathetic. But anyway, all comedy aside, all humor aside, yeah, right. So you have to listen. You a woman, you know about this more than I do. But the reason that I know about it is because I know niggas. Let me tell y'all a story. When I was younger, when I was a teenager, picture it, 1987 or early 1988, picture it. I was working at a popular clothing store in the city of Philadelphia. This was a clothing store where all of the hip hop clothing was sold. All the stonewashed jeans, the acid washed jeans, the Sergio Tacchini sweatsuits, the Fila sweatsuits, the Tide ones, the later on we sold the sneakers, the Filas, the Reeboks, the Adidas, the everything. There were pretty girls that worked at this store. The stores were known for having pretty girls. That's how they made a lot of those sales. So the dudes who worked at the stores with these pretty girls would often try to get with the girls. You know how it is, that office love type of thing. Anyway, I remember my old head. Now, I'm 17. I'm 17. My old head was in his 20s. I miss him, too. I'm not going to say his name. You know what I mean? I'm going to protect the innocent. But let's call him Randy. Randy must have been, if I was 17, Randy probably was about 23, 24. He was a grown man. He might have been 25, honestly. Real shit. Randy came to me one day. He was talking about, yeah, I just had, let's call her Shawanda. I just had Shawanda in the back, man. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah. Well, Randy showed me his dick print, and it was wet. I was like, oh, you fuck Shawanda? He said, no. I bust. This is a grown-ass man telling me that he bust. I'm looking like, I was hoping to God that that was all pre-nut. But if that was all pre-nut, then his pre-nut was... That wasn't no pre-nut. He bust. And it came through his jeans. And he showed me. I'm like, what are you doing? I was like, wait a minute. So... all of that happened with you just feeling on her ass, titties, maybe kissing her? This man had a whole woman at home. He lived with his girl. Premature nigga. He made an impression on me that I will never forget, but that I will never duplicate. You got to at least penetrate. But every man doesn't have to. Some men are very excitable. Peace to you, Randy. I wonder whatever happened to Randy. That was my man. That was my man. But I ain't gonna lie. My respect level after that, it definitely had a clearance sale. My respect for Rand definitely had a clearance sale. I'm like, man, oh my goodness, the memories working at that store. But shoot, with somebody like that, I don't know if no is even necessary with somebody like that. Because he already done had his yes. I don't know, man. For y'all premature ejaculation niggas, like, does an external bust feel as good as an internal bust? I mean, shoot. Yo. You gotta be kidding me. But anyway. TJ Wright says, Randy out here acting like Tito. Man, I can only pretend like I know what you're talking about. Tito Jackson? All I know is, yeah, with somebody like Randy, no is going to mean yes, because he already got his shit off. So she would probably have to tell Randy, no, you know, at the handshaking level. Give me 3 feet, Rand. Other than that. Is it a met? I imagine if you have premature ejaculation to that point where you can bust without even penetrating, then your imagination has to be really something. Your power of anticipation and imagination has to be next level, something that I can never achieve. So I'm going to call the nut without the penetration an imaginary nut. So is an imaginary nut as good as a penetration nut? Do you have to hold back when you have an imagination nut? You know what I mean? When you bust an imaginary nut, do you have to be like, all right, hold, slow down, or do you just be like, woo? I just want to know. Stacey White says, when it comes to me, and no means no. I know how to play ghost. Play ghost meaning you won't hear anything from me. I hear that. But for safety reasons, you have to make sure that no means no right there in real time. You know what I mean? Shoot, you might not be able to tell them no over the phone or through a text message. You want to make sure that your no is respected while it's just you and them together. That's when it's important. Because other than that, then it can get into a he say, she say, or my word against their word situation. And we don't want to do that. That's exactly what we want to avoid at all costs. We don't want to get into a, well, you know, she said no, but she was putting my hand on a pussy. We don't want to do that. And that has happened. That has happened. You know, shoot. I'll never forget a situation that I was in 1995. Yes, I remember dates. 1995. I remember this chick invited me over to her crib and got in her bed butt naked. And told me not to touch her. Butt ass naked. And I was like, what the hell? He was like, no, I don't want to do nothing. I just wanted you to, you know, just hold me tonight. Well, I got on up out of there. I was like, all right, well, no. Because this is too weird for me. I don't know if there's a camera set up here. I ain't make no big stink about it, but I knew I was in enemy territory. Something ain't right here. So if I was a different kind of man, then I'd be like, man, ain't no going on. What? You asked me to come over here. It wasn't like I asked to come over. You invited me. Cooked me dinner. Now you get in the bed naked, ass naked. And you like, nah, don't. It wasn't like things wasn't going well or whatever. You know, because if it was all like that, you could have just, you know, put me out after the dinner or whatever. So nothing went left. People play games. From that point on, I determined that this chick is dangerous. And I didn't want nothing to do with her ever again. And she couldn't understand it. She invited me over again. I was like, nah, we good. Mm-mm. Even if she was just testing me. No gracias, no gracias, no gracias. So, being sure that no means no. Well, I accepted the no. But that was the weirdest no I've ever seen in my life. Weirdest no I ever heard in my life. as roaring as my 20s were, I would not do it again. It's just like the teenage years. There's so much confusion. when you're supposed to be grown. All of this confusion, all of this, I don't know, just chaotic. That's why I don't think in your 20s, I don't think you really grown. You're like grown-ish. You're still learning so much. You're still learning so much. I'm good. But so many people throw their lives away or ruin a huge portion of their future in their 20s. Think about it. Think about how many people have gone to jail for all of these lengthy sentences while they were in their 20s. How many people had all of these babies and shit like that while they were in their 20s? Now, of course, the babies are blessings. Don't get me wrong. But when you're having a struggle to take care of them, you know, solo dolo, yeah, don't be feeling like a blessing. Yeah, the babies themselves may be blessings, but the situation ain't. It can seem like a real big, bad curse. Curse. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs. That's right. We're not going long today. We're not going long today. We don't need to. We already got it off. We already got it off. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. 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 February 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-O. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-O. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-O. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Consuela Holloway turned 50 years old today, and J. Marie Moore, happy birthday to you, and Grace Lagarde turning 41 years old today, happy birthday to you, and Tony Whitmore turning 50 years old today also, and Robin Wilson turning 53 years old today, and last but not least, going all the way back to the 1991, my 1991, my man Chris Mazeek. He used to be an offensive lineman for the Penn State football team. That's my dude. Happy birthday to you, Chris. Turning 51 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 25th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up! But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, when you said no last September, but you said yes all the time in November, but I had to respect that today. Yadi 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 today. All right, real trap though. Listen, man, no means no. I don't care how many times somebody said yes to you. You have to respect the person that's either submitting or resisting. If you're confused about whether no means no, well, why don't you just stand down for a minute and see how the no or the yes plays out? Even if the answer is yes, I would advise you to stand down and see how it plays out. Because once again, The real work starts when the answer is yes. 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 Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back. Please make sure that y'all hit that like button. Please make sure that you share the show. Please make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Excuse me, Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So make sure y'all come on through. I will be so glad to see you. I will be so happy to see you. Blog Talk, we get you out of here. Yeah. And for those who subscribe to the channel, make